especially appreciate seeing you guys here every week. Thanks. Obviously, a very exciting, epic football game on Saturday afternoon, and proud of our guys and proud of our team. But now the focus moves ahead to the next challenge, which is a heck of a challenge in Foxborough, and that's where all our attention is at this point. Took a lot. I was right. It was a great prediction. It was spot on. Yeah, all that stuff. You know, it's really not, I'm going to sit here, I don't have a list in front of me of all the things that we've been through. A lot of teams go through a lot of things. You know, there are challenges that get you to the point that you're at as a football team, you know, and make you who you are, you know, even as a person. And our guys have handled all those things extremely well. I think individually, you know, a lot of our guys and collectively have come out of it, you know, stronger and better men, and we're a stronger and better team.
Well, this is seven of these for you now as a coach. 15 years, that's pretty good company. Mm-hmm.
You're keeping count, that's good.
First one?
Sure. Who is it against? Did great experiences. Great experiences. We've had been blessed enough and fortunate enough to be in a lot of playoff games over the years. We have a lot of guys in our team, you know, a lot of guys in our staff that have been through a lot of these as well. So it is a great thing. There's nothing like the playoffs in the National Football League. You know, never been in any other sport, so it's hard to compare it to a seven-game series or something like that. But it'd be hard to imagine for me a more exciting thing than being in the NFL playoffs, than getting to championship games, you know, and ultimately the Super Bowl. That's what it's all about, you know, and to me it's the pinnacle of sport.
You talk so much about, you didn't use the word divine intervention to talk about extra forces being involved, getting a chance to go back to New England and erase what happened last year. Does that mean something to this team?
Well, I think everything means something. You know, everything means something. It means different things to different guys. You know, we've got a number of guys that weren't there last year. We've got a number of guys that were there last year. We've been there a number of times. It's definitely grown into quite a rivalry, we would like to say. I don't know how they feel about that, but we have tremendous respect for the New England Patriots, their coaches, starting with their head coach, Coach Belichick, their quarterback, Tom Brady, their special teams, Scott O'Brien. They just have a tremendous staff, tremendous players, tremendous tradition, and it's always a huge challenge for us, but it's one that we are excited about and we look forward to, and you know, it's something that we're looking forward to. That's all stuff that just really isn't relevant. You know, it's all stuff that that's not, I don't think, worthy of the conversation right now, this time.
Do you think your players get anything tangible out of knowing that this is Ray Lewis's last ride?
Probably, sure. You know, it's a big deal. You know, it's a big deal. We've talked about all of our players have something on the line. You know, it's always an ending. You know, there's always something around the horizon for every one of us it's not going to be like it was last year or last week. And for Ray, it's the most evident part of it. You know, it's right out there in front for everybody to see. Ray is has been the franchise since 96. He's been the one stable element that's been here from the beginning. So it's pretty evident, pretty obvious, and we're all real proud of that, and we're all excited to be a part of that.
John, is there anything to having somebody who worked as closely with Belichick as Dean Pease did, having him in your think tank?
Well, you know, it can be a two-way street. We talked about that a couple weeks ago with Coach Pagano. So nowadays in the National Football League, you play each other so many times. We know each other so well. There's so many relationships. It becomes pretty intertwined. It's a pretty tight fraternity. So to me, that's kind of part of it in every single game you play.
John? The last 2 years, we have received Christian Brown and Evans that are coming to be an excellent function in the postseason to make that big touch. Unfortunately, it worked out, but Kobe Jones, he wound up becoming second receiver to make that big touch in the postseason. How much of an impact he had been part of this season, and we'll get something here, hoping that he'll combine him in the postseason?
Well, yeah, you're always hoping for great things when you bring players in. And Jacoby's a guy that we had high hopes for. And, you know, Corey Graham's another guy, obviously, you can mention on the defensive side. A lot of people labeled them as strictly special teams players. And they've made great contributions on special teams as well. But they've been you know, more than that too, offensively and defensively. So just I'm so happy to have those guys on the team. You know, I love those guys. You know, they're our kind of guys. They're special people. They love being here, and it's great to see them do well.
John, the Ravens have played New England now, and this will be the fifth time since that playoff game in January of 2010. Does the preparation for it feel like a interdivision game almost, the familiarity of it?
Probably. There's a lot of familiarity there. It's something that that we'll go back, and we've got a lot of tape against them playing. You know, us playing each other, I'm sure those will be integral study games for both teams. But teams evolve, teams change, and you've got to take that into account as well. He's feeling, yeah, he seems like he's feeling good. He was in good spirits. He had a big smile on his face. Had a nice big lunch today. Seemed like he was happy. Son's doing well. Son slept well last night. I think his son slept through the whole night last night, so he was happy.
Hey, John, Dennis Pitta said that you told the players to get off your feet and do as much relaxing, get some. How much do you want them to manage the restoration of their bodies over the next couple of days?
Right. Yes, that's important. I mean, we've tried to. We played a lot of games. We played a lot of plays. But to that point, something that has been, you know, I knew was there is our level of conditioning as a football team. I mean, we've played, you know, we played a six-day turnaround. We went to the altitude. We made a cross-country trip. We did it in a short week. We played a bunch of plays in 2 weeks. And our guys were getting stronger into the fifth quarter, it looked like to me. And I think that's a testament to the work ethic of our team. Our guys train. They train from, you know, the beginning of the off-season program right to the last day that they're here. They're in the weight room. They condition extra. I think Bob Roguski and his staff, Mark Smith and their staff, have done just a tremendous job of training our guys. And to me, for it to show up in January in these kind of games really is what it's all about.
Lewis said that Joe Flacco grew up on Saturday night. How much do you agree with that?
I think Joe's been growing. You know, like all Joe's been growing like all of our guys, but it's definitely under a microscope at quarterback, right? It's definitely what everybody looks at and watches. And to see Joe have that kind of a game and that kind of a environment is something I think all of us who are in Joe's corner knew was there. And it's been the last 2 weeks. It's been throughout the season we've seen the growth.
After the game, the CBS broadcast showed you reading a text from Steve Bisciotti to the team. And just what did that text mean to you, and why did you want to share it with the guys?
Well, first of all, Steve was, I'm not going to say on his deathbed, but he was sick, man. He was really sick. He couldn't get up and move around at all. So whatever it is that's going around, he had it. And because he wanted to be in Denver desperately, and they just couldn't get him there. But he was watching, you know, obviously throughout the game. And I get back into the locker room, and Darren Sanders, our director of security, hands me the phone. And Steve, he says, "You got to go to your phone." He goes, "I want you to read this text." Not to the team. He said, "I just want you to see it." And the message was basically, when we were down by 7, how proud he was of this football team. And I think, you know, you guys heard what was said in the text. And that he was proud of the players, and he was proud of, you know, us as coaches. So that was something that was it was just something I thought the team needed to hear, you know, coming from him. He's a great leader. Our players love him. They love when he's around. He's an inspiration to all of our guys, and he's to me, this organization, he sets the tone here. You know, it's a great organization because of his vision. So the guys needed to hear that in that moment. I tell you, I think they appreciated hearing it.